If you saw me now, would it still be your? Would it still be your superhero? Or did I not save you? Blame you? And you need the most fair enough. I'm a broken man, as you think of it now. Maybe someday I'll have a setback, but
how dare your parents sell that house that you grew up in without consulting me? I was getting drunk down the street at David's house when I decided to pay your old room a visit. I still knew how to get into the back. It still smells like candles. It was clear that no one was home, but I still hope to find you here. In your room, a box of things on your floor, a peculiar treasure chest of notes. I barely recognize my own handwriting. Dear Mama Bear, you know that I'm getting very hungry, so I'll be making my way back to your pantry. I'm gonna get me some sugar and some honey. A response in your handwriting saying, Andreas, you can't keep skipping jazz band and give me Spanish lessons. Less than three, semicolon and a parenthesis. Oh, that's great. But I kept skipping jazz band, didn't I, sweetie? And we kept ditching school together whenever there was a late start. And I remember how intimidated I was by your mother before she warmed up to me. Or that tri-tip sandwich that I ate at the football game that made my stomach sick and you danced around me to cheer me up. I shouldn't be here right now, but I picked up another note in my handwriting saying, it's both our faults. I love you. Last night was lovely and I'm so sorry I can't be with you right now, but growing up is so hard. I don't have anything but love for you. Even though we're not together, I don't ever want to feel a great distance between us because no matter what, you're my best friend. You make me cry like a little baby and only you can do that because I have so much for you in me.
If you saw me now, would I still be yours? Superhero, or did I not save you when you needed me the most? Fair enough, I'm a bargain bin action figure now. Maybe someday I'll